went on to say that one such incident is told in Cecil Rubick's book, Azusa Street Mission and Revival, the birth of the global Pentecostal movement. There are stories told of people requesting, I thought about this, how powerful this is, requesting for William Joseph Seymour to come and pray for their healing. Amen? But before he would pray for them, he would plead the blood over them. Are you hearing?
Right, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
He would plead the blood over them, and not only would he plead the blood over them, but something happened after that he pleaded the blood over them.
Great.
They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Great.
Amen. The Holy Ghost wasn't something that people knew a lot about. And, you know, they didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. Some folks still don't know what it is.
That's right.
But can I tell you, when Seymour came in and declared, amen, that speaking in tongues was the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
People began to get it. And people left Azusa Street that day. Yeah, I know you Bible scholars know this, but the Azusa Street meeting was not of apostolic people.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't apostolic. But they got something at Azusa Street revival. They got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Ghost, what does it do? It leads you and guides you into all truth. Amen. Thank God that some of the preachers left there after receiving the Holy Ghost, went back to their churches, amen, and began to teach this one God message. Amen. And some years later, at an Assembly of God conference, the lady got up that was preaching that sermon, that service that night. She said, "I've got a message." And she said, "But I can't preach it." She said, "We pray for the sick in His name. We cast out devils in His name."
That's right.
And she read her text, amen, in Ephesians. "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Amen. So when she read her text, she said, "We cast out devils, we heal the sick in His name, but we do not baptize in His name."
Right.
On one side of about 300 to 3,500 people, said the tale of tongues began to echo in the crowd. Amen. There were no speakers out there. Didn't have no microphone. Amen. The power of God that spoke. And on this side, not an apostolic church, but in a Trinity church, amen, the interpretation came and it said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Amen. Can I tell you that God's been trying to bring this one God message, amen, to a dying world for hundreds and hundreds of years. He's been trying to bring it. And I'm telling you, if we can begin to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. My wife and I went through a situation. I don't have time to tell it all. But this guy was demon-possessed by the devil. And we were picking strawberries, and he got a row here beside me, and I was here, and Sister Watson was here. And Sister Taylor, he looked at me, and he said, "Eddie, look into my eyes." When I looked at his eyes, all it was just a white glow coming out of his eyes. And Sister Watson said, "I'm going to the car." I said, "No, begin to plead the blood." And she began to plead the blood, and I began to plead the blood. And he ran off, left strawberries, everything. He got away from us as fast as he could. And when you begin to plead the blood of Jesus, the devil can't stay around with the blood. The devil can't stay around with can I tell you, amen, that God told Moses, amen, to go tell Pharaoh to let his people go. And when he did, amen, I can see, you know, somebody said, I don't know if you or who it was, talking about throwing the rod down and turning it into a snake and all of these things. But I'm sure that Moses would plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And how that Moses, amen, took the anointing out on. Because Moses, all of the plagues began to hit Egypt. Amen. Can I tell you, this plague is hitting America tonight.
Amen.
Amen. America, amen. America's going through what they're going through because of the plagues of the Holy Ghost that's coming against us. Amen. This world. And so, can I tell you tonight, here they are. Amen. This plague and the frogs. Can you imagine waking up in the middle of the night and you hear something rivet in your bed? Amen. Frogs in your bed. Amen. I can only imagine what would happen at my house. Amen. So, but frogs in the bed. And then lice. Amen. There ain't nothing worse than lice to me. I ain't never had them, but thank God I had them. But my children have had them. And it wasn't fun. But that the lice was so bad. I mean, crawling off, not just in the hair, but crawling all over them. Amen. One plague right after another. But there was a final plague that God put, amen, upon Pharaoh and his family. Amen. He said, he told the children of God to get the blood. And he said to put it on the side post and put it over the lint, put it over the lint over the top. Amen. He didn't tell them to put it on the floor because you can't walk over the blood.
Right.
Amen. You're not going to walk on the blood tonight. So he told them to put the blood on the side post and over the top. Amen. And he told them that if you don't have a big enough family, amen, you slay an animal. And if you don't have enough, if you got too much food, get your neighbor and bring him into the house with you. And y'all can eat it together. And I can see people as they're saying, are you sure the blood has been applied? And so, yes, I put the blood on myself. Amen. Well, 50-something years ago, I put the blood on me. I said, I put the blood on me. And that blood is the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood from the Calvary's cross. Amen. That he died for my sins and for yours. Amen. And the blood still flows today, Brother Branham. It's still flowing today. God's still filling people with the Holy Ghost. God's still letting people know this blessed truth. They can either know it now when God reveals it to them, or honey, they'll know it in the end.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. I begin to think about the blood. Claim the blood. It needs to be an active part of our praying.
Amen.
Our singing, our worship, and our preaching. It's one of the key elements in spiritual revival.
Yes, it is.
You want revival, you've got to start pleading the blood over revival.
Yes.
God, we need a revival in Dundee Church.
Yes.
Let's plead the blood. Amen. Because when the people walk in here, they won't leave here like they came. They'll leave here full of the Holy Ghost. That's what we're wanting tonight, is we're wanting to plead the blood, amen, over every individual that comes through them doors, and the Holy Ghost will save them, the Holy Ghost will fill them with the Holy Ghost, and they will be a part of the church from then on. I'm not focusing on people that have been in for a long time that you can't keep in. I'm focusing on brand new blood tonight. If we can get brand new blood into the church, amen, and they'll say, Pastor, what do you need me to do? Pastor, you want me to paint the church? Pastor, you want me to sweep the floor? They'll say, Pastor, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. I've had them. I said, can I put you on the cleaning list? Well, I'm a preacher and my wife plays the piano. We just don't clean churches. And I thought, guess what? You don't preach anymore either. Guess what? You don't play the piano no more here. Amen. If you can't be a part of deep in the house of God, amen, clean, and the blood applied to the church, you don't need to be a part of it. But I come to tell you, amen, that God moves in mysterious ways. Amen. But you need to claim the blood. Because it is one of the key elements of spiritual revival. There must be the mindset of revival always in your mind.
Yes. Amen.
Claim the blood. We must claim that blood to be active in every aspect of our lives. David said in Psalms 19 and 13, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins, and let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. And this is one scripture that we ought to read or quote, amen, every day. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight,
yes,
O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
We need to pray that every day.
Yes.
Amen. If the blood of Jesus has been applied to your life, then you have to trust in the mercy of God.
Uh-huh.
Well, I could preach here for about 2 hours right now. Amen. Once you get the Holy Ghost, don't you come with any doubt in your heart.
All right.
Don't come with any condescension of it in your mind. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost tonight, you have that blood living on the inside of you.
Yes.
And you can ask God what you will. And He will do it.
Yes.
You can depend on Him. I tell Him every day, God, I thank You for Your grace and I thank You for Your mercy. God, and I'm going to start pleading the blood. I'm going to start pleading the blood over my son. Amen. Over my daughter. Over my son-in-law. Over my grandchildren. Over Dustin and his wife. Over Austin and his wife. And over Brandon. I'm going to start pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over them. Amen. And when they walk through those doors, they're going to come in and they're going to get saved. Oh, you didn't hear me. Amen. When your children come through the doors and they cry out to God, we need to have what they need right here. Because when they walk out of here without the Holy Ghost, the devil's got control. But if they get the Holy Ghost for the march, they can walk out of here and stand on their own 2 feet. Amen. And Papa won't have to pray that they get in, they'll stay in.
Right. Amen. I believe that.
My prayer today, hide me in the blood. My prayer is, keep me from unrighteousness.
Yes.
My prayer is, forgive me of my presumptuous sins.
Yes, right.
Don't let wickedness have dominion over me.
Yes.
Never let me step outside of the laws of God.
Right.
Let me walk in God. Let me talk in God. If the Holy Ghost is in you, amen, you have the hope of glory tonight on the inside. Exodus 12 and 13, and the blood shall be to you a token unto the house where you are. I can only imagine the sound at midnight, what happened. Amen. When they found out, amen, that they were going to lose their firstborn of every family, and the firstborn of every animal out there was going to lose it. The firstborn, everything was going to, it's going to be a weeping, like Rachel weeping for her children. Amen. The weeping's going on. And can I tell you, at midnight, Pharaoh, amen, went in to check on his son, and his son was graveyard dead. Why? Because the blood was not applied. But if the blood would have been applied to Pharaoh's house, the blood, if it was applied, amen, it would have passed over him. But can I tell you, in the world today, amen, they're sitting back and saying, the Lord is coming. Amen. He's delayed his coming. Honey, his coming is closer to us tonight than it's ever been. And I'm telling you, he's fixing to come and get the church. Amen. When countries will rape women and burn babies in ovens and kill children and burn women and rape them until rape women, they said, until they are literally bleeding. Amen. God's fixing to come for the church. And he's fixing to come after his people.
Yes.
He's coming after a people that have made themselves ready. That are looking for the blessed appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise
him,
praise
hallelujah.
Praise him, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. I begin to think about, amen, we need to plead the blood of Jesus so that the grace and mercy of God is activated constantly in our lives. When you get a new credit card, you know it's got a tab on the front of it, and that credit card is no good unless you call and activate. You got to call and activate. Amen. Well, 50-something years ago, I called and I activated. And I no longer have to worry no more. Praise God. Praise God. First Peter 1 and verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Amen. The grace of God and the mercy of God is wanting to be multiplied in our lives. Amen. One of the most difficult things that you can understand today is that we cannot save ourselves. Brother Marsh, I cannot save myself. You cannot save yourself today. Amen. It's going to take God to save you. Hallelujah. No matter how well geared my performance may be tonight before you, I will never be good enough to save myself. I'll never be good enough. It's going to take the blood of Jesus Christ. It's going to take the pleading of the blood of Jesus Christ for me to be saved. That is why we need to multiply mercy and grace in our lives. Praise God. We need the blood so that we will become perfected in the presence of God. Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight. Does anybody want to please God tonight? Amen. Anybody want to please him?
Amen.
Though Jesus Christ, to whom be, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank God for the blood. When we are doing his will, there is an incredible, amen, perfection that comes to every human servant of the Lord. He gives us boldness to enter into His presence. We need to plead the blood so that we can boldly enter into the presence of God. And Hebrews 10 and 19 said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You can't get in no other way. Jesus, the blood of Jesus is going to be the only way you're going to get in. You will not get in by shaking a preacher's hand. You'll not get in by a preacher hugging your neck. You will not get in by saying the sinner's prayer. Hello, somebody. You won't get in by saying the sinner's prayer. You're going to have to be sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are justified before God because of the work of Calvary. To purge our conscience of dead works. We need to plead the blood to purge our conscience of dead works today, church. In Hebrews 9:14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God. Somebody want to offer up a red heifer, amen, that don't have no spots on it, amen, our sacrifice has already been offered up. Hello, somebody. Ain't no red heifers going to take away your sin. Ain't no red heifer going to take away your sins. I don't care how many of them they get. I don't care how many of them they slay. I don't care how much blood they get of a red heifer. It ain't going to save you. But the blood of Jesus Christ will save you, amen, from all your sins. Hallelujah. Offering Himself without spot to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's as powerful tonight.
Yes, it is.
The greatest spiritual battlefield is your mind tonight. Amen. That is why we have to plead the blood over our minds tonight. Amen. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. To protect us against spirits of fear and torment. We need to plead the blood of Jesus so that we have the peace of God in our minds. I've not given you, amen, I've given you the mind. He said, I'm not giving you, amen, as the scripture says, I quote it all the time. But it said, I'm not giving you, amen, what is it?
Fear.
I'm not giving you fear, but of power and of love and of the Holy Ghost. That's what God's given us a mind of. God's given us a mind of peace. And we don't have to fear no more. Too many are trying to get in some other way, and they can't get there because of this fear in their way. But it's not in us. When I was in the hospital, and the devil said, tonight's the night I'm going to kill you tonight. And God spoke to me and said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of the Holy Ghost. I said, devil, get out of my room. And I went on off to sleep and slept like a baby. Why? Because I applied the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to plead the blood of Jesus so that we have peace of God. Of God in our minds.
Amen.
Satan's trying to work on your mind.
Yes, right.
You know, one preacher said one time, you know, people said, oh, my stomach hurts. But old black preacher out of Detroit, Michigan said, the pain's not in your stomach, the pain's in your head. you get the head right, the pain will leave the stomach.
That's true.
And that is true.
Yeah.
You get the pain out of your head, and you'll get it out of your stomach.
Great.
Praise God. Protect us against spirits of fear and torment. My God. The enemy wants to put fear and torment in your mind. He wants, Sister Donna, he's tried to kill you with it. I can hear him say, I can just hear the devil speak to you tonight and say, your son won't never come home to you. I heard him say that. Your son will never come home to you. But I come to tell you tonight, we're going to plead the blood of the curse. And he's not going to have no spirit of suicide on him. But my God, we can plead the blood strong enough that they can walk in and say, you know, Curtis, we're going to send you home. It's time to let you go home. We can plead the blood. We was in here Sunday and the fire of God moving in the church service. And I spoke and I said, before this service is over, God can send Sister Hayes and let her go home. When we got to the hospital, they were checking her out to go home. Amen. God honors His word. I said, God honors His word. But the enemy wants to put fear and torment in your mind so that he'll be able to control you. There is deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? There is deliverance through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ can remove guilt. I've done some things in my life, amen, that I'm not proud of. I've done some things. And God removed the guilt. Amen. God moved the shame. God moved the condemnation. God moved the humiliation. People used to laugh and mock and make fun of me, Brother Morrison. They'd say, there comes that old drunk again. Amen. But one day, I made it to an old-fashioned altar, and the blood was applied to my life. And I went down, and I've told this before, but I went down to the place where I used to sit on the bar stool and drink until I'd fall off the bar stool. And can I tell you, I walked in and he said, Eddie, what do you want? The same, the usual? I said, no, sir. I want a Coca-Cola. Just in case y'all don't know what Coca-Cola is. I said, I want a Coca-Cola. I want a pop. He said, am I hearing you right? And I said, you're hearing me right. I said, and I just came by here today to give you some information. You won't never see me no more. This place will never get another dime of my money. As long as I live, I'm going to live for Jesus because the blood has been applied to my life. Praise God. This is why the devil is an accuser. I'm going to tell you something. You can say what you want, but when the devil starts calling you liars and starts calling you a thief and starts calling you everything in the book, and you know, there's something about you wants to get the devil around the neck and choke his gizzard out. It's, hello, y'all ain't never been there. I've been there today. I call the code enforcement over here because all the stuff just he keep piling up and doing it just for meanness, brother. So I called the code enforcement out here, and he called me a name out there. He called me a name, and then the code enforcement, a new lady, he cussed her and called her all kinds of names. And then when she left, he went around there and got a whole bunch of, whole another armful of stuff, Sister Taylor, and went and piled it out here. But he's got 2 weeks to combine with them and get it done, or it'll be $250 a day. Now that was 50. That was 34 years ago, so it might be more today. I'm sure it's more today. And he'll have to pay that $250 a day till he gets it taken care of. I try to be nice. Sometimes you just can't be nice to the devil. You can't be nice to the devil. Come on, somebody. You can't be nice to the devil. Sometimes you just got to plead the blood and put the devil in his place and tell him, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And Jesus said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why the devil is our accuser. He's constantly attempting to draw you into a dark hole of blackness. Because of something that is long in the past.
Right.
You imagine the devil bringing up something that I did 50-something years ago.
He'll do it.
Bringing up something that I did 50-something years ago, Sister Taylor. You know what he done? The greatest apostle in the Bible was the Apostle Paul. And he brought it up to Paul every day. Who do you think you are that you think God's going to hear you when you have caused people to be put to death? You've caused people to be stoned. You just saw Stephen stoned to death, and you didn't do nothing about it. And you caused all of this. And he said, why would God have anything to do with you? That messenger, somebody said, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. He did. Amen. But it wasn't his eyesight. It wasn't his eyesight. It wasn't anything like that. The Bible said that it was a messenger of Satan. Satan hit him every day with it. And Paul went to Jesus and he said, Lord, take this from me. Jesus did not take it from him. But Jesus said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient tonight.
Yes, yes.
You're living for God. You're living for God. Shout, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Sometimes we may stumble. But we get back up and say, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Don't you let your enemy put condemnation and guilt on you about anything. Satan left his first estate and came down here. I said, Satan left his first estate and came down here. He lost it. He lost it and was kicked out of heaven. And a third of the angels kicked out with him. And can I tell you, they've been doing their job. They've been doing their job. Here we are. We've never seen God. We were born in sin. We have never seen Him face to face. We go through trials, we go through battles, and shed many tears on this planet tonight. Amen. Angels don't go through trials. They don't shed tears. They don't feel sickness. They don't feel disease. They don't have diseases. They have never had a battle with flesh. Never a financial difficulty, never a pain or a headache. Yet when we go through all kinds of hell, trials and temptations, we lift up our hands and say, as Job did, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hello, somebody. But I will maintain my own ways before him. I still love Him.
Yes.
I still trust Him.
Yeah, yeah.
I still honor Him.
Yeah.
I still praise Him. That's what Job was saying. When all come against him, lost 10 children at one time. Amen. His wife came out there and she looked at him. Amen. In sackcloth and ashes. But she didn't know that he had already had the blood applied.
That's right.
And she looked at him and she said, why don't you just curse God and die? You'd be better off, Job, if you just curse God and get out of it. I'm sick of seeing you like this. And Job told her, said, woman, you talk as a foolish one. Amen. Job, amen. He said, I still love you. I still trust you. I still honor you. And I still praise you, Lord. When you begin to worship, it drives the devil and his demons crazy. When we had a service like we had Sunday, it drove the devil crazy in here.
Yes, right.
He thought he was going to come in here and take over.
Yeah.
But little did he know that somebody on this side began to worship.
All right.
And somebody over here began to worship.
That's right.
And this one got contagious by being close to this one. And all of a sudden, everybody, amen, is contagious with it.
That's right.
Amen. And I guarantee you, it's better than any high that you've ever been on when you get high on the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's right.
The devil will envious you. Are you hearing me? When you praise Him, the devil envies you. They can't understand how you can praise Him when everything in this world tries to destroy you. And test you. He's testing you tonight. Amen. But you need to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. So no matter what I'm going through, at the end I'm going to be like Job. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to live for God. Because there ain't nothing out. The song said earlier, Sister Watson was singing, where can I go but to the Lord? Where could you go? Where can you go but to the Lord tonight? That's what Peter said. Peter said, Lord, where are we going to go?
Amen.
You're the only one that's got it.
That's right.
The gift of eternal life.
Where can we go?
You're the only one that's got life. Without you, we ain't got nothing.
Amen.
I can see Jesus smile on his face. Amen. When those disciples refused to leave him and stood with him. But I see John tonight. I see John and the mother of Jesus at the foot of the cross. And Mary is weeping, no doubt probably holding on to his feet, Sister Taylor, weeping and crying. And John comforting her. And Jesus said, John, behold thy mother. In other words, get her out of here. She's been through enough. But Jesus told her, he said, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. Mama, this time I won't be in you as a little baby that you carried 9 months in your stomach. But I'm going to be in your soul. I'm going to be in your spirit. I'm going to be in you. Amen. The King of Kings and the Lord. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Pleading the blood. If the blood has not been applied, I would suggest getting the blood applied.
That's right.
I would suggest putting the blood not over the doorpost, not over the lintel, but on the heart. Put the blood on the heart. Amen, amen. All right, Brother Marsh, come and dismiss us at a word of prayer. Praise God.
Lord, we're so thankful tonight for the word of the Lord. God, I thank you because you show up and you show out when we dare to trust you and believe you, O Lord. And Lord, your word has challenged us tonight because we need to plead the blood for our families. My God, we need to plead the blood for our neighbors. We need to plead the blood, O God, for every church service that we come together. We're fighting spirits. We're fighting dominions. We're fighting, Lord, powerful forces that are trying to raid themselves against every bit of truth that can be mustered up in every church, O God, against every prayer. But the one thing that cannot stand against your church, O God, is the blood. So we plead the blood of Jesus, because it is the blood, O God, that gives us the victory. And we pray, O God, right now that you would keep us mindful of this, that we've been instructed of the Lord. And we pray it all in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.